Thank you. Like I said, I'm Scott Graham at the University of Tennessee. I work for Dr. Scott Stewart. And today I'll be presenting some of the research that I've done this summer looking at tarnished plant bug behavior, injury and behavior to new BT trait in cotton. So a little background on tarnished plant bug in Tennessee. It's our number one insect pest. In 2016, it was responsible for an estimated nearly 50% of the bales of cotton that we lost to insect pests. It can do economic damage really at any time, but typically we see it from first square through mid-bloom. And insecticide control is becoming increasingly difficult. We don't really have a lot of different insecticides, different modes of action to combat this pest. And the ones that we do, we're having a lot of issues with resistance. So it's really, we're having to kind of think outside the box and really use a lot of different management tactics to try to combat this pest. Luckily or thankfully or however you want to look at it, Monsanto began developing a new BT trait that was originally considered the ligus trait. We now know it's CRY51AA2, and it shows a pretty good, or it showed the promise for good protection from ligus. And also they noticed some thrips components. So for my research, I'm evaluating both the tarnished plant bug and the thrips aspect of this trait. But for the purposes of this talk, we'll just be talking about the plant bug parts. So the first objective I talk about today is determining the efficacy and potential value of this toxin for management of plant bugs in cotton. So our experiments were done in the summers of 16 and 17 in West Tennessee. In Jackson at the West Tennessee Research and Education Center, and at Milan at their research center. We had just standard small plot research, the split plot design with three main effects. Factor A was our foliar spray regime for tarnished plant bugs. So we had an untreated, we did not spray for plant bugs. We had where we sprayed based on thresholds from the University of Tennessee. And we also had an automatic weekly aggressive spray where regardless of plant bug populations, we sprayed. Factor B was either the BT trait or no trait. And factor C was our thrips component, which I have shaded out there because, as I said, we'll just be talking about the plant bug component today. So moving into the data, looking at early season square retention, this is pre-bloom. We saw a significant effect of trait on square retention where we had significantly better square retention with the BT compared to the non-BT. We also had main effects of our threshold of our spray regime where we sprayed, we saw better protection of our square retention, which is what you expect. We didn't have just really high pressure, so we didn't see as big a benefit with our threshold as you would kind of think maybe you would, especially when you're looking at the aggressive. But like I said, I think we sprayed once or twice across all four site years, so it was kind of hard to see a difference there. We had an interaction, and basically you can tell with the in the no trait, we had a much higher, we got much more benefit from making a spray, an insecticide spray on our untraited cotton than we did our traited cotton. Looking at adults prior to bloom in the same time frame as we were doing square retention, we saw a significant reduction of adult tarnished plant bugs with our trait. We saw a significant reduction with our aggressive spray compared to no spray or threshold spray. Like I said, you can see we didn't have really high pressure, so we weren't spraying a whole lot. So we feel like that's kind of why we didn't see an effect there on our threshold, a significant effect. So moving into later in the season after bloom, we start sampling with the drop cloth. We're looking mainly at nymphs here is what we're concerned about. We had a significant reduction in nymphs with our trait, had a significant reduction with our threshold and our aggressive sprays. We were doing a pretty good job controlling our nymphs. You can see we had pretty good pressure there. On average across our four site years. We had another interaction. It's kind of the same thing. We saw added increased benefit of sprays in the non-BT, and then we did the BT, although we did still see a significant decrease in nymphs in our traited cotton. So moving into, so we thought we were seeing something with small nymphs, but ended up what we actually were seeing was fewer large nymphs. So we saw a significant reduction. So we, I guess I need to say that we, when we were sampling the nymphs, we grouped them as small and large. Small were first, second, and third instars. Large were fourth and fifth instars. So we saw a significant reduction of large nymphs in our traded cotton and a significant reduction in our with our spray regime. And once again, kind of the same thing as we've been saying with our interactions. We had another interaction, and we're seeing greater efficacy. We're seeing a greater reduction in our untraded cotton when we make insecticide applications. But obviously, when you have more plant bugs, it's easier to reduce numbers greater than if you don't have as many. But we're still seeing a reduction of large nymphs when we make our sprays. So moving into yield, we saw a significant increase in yield with our traded cotton. We saw increases when we made insecticide applications. We had another interaction where once again we were seeing the greatest benefit in our untraded cotton when we sprayed. And you can see there's not a significant difference in yield between our traded cotton and our untraded cotton. But what we do have is a reduction in insecticide application. So across all four site years, on average, we reduced sprays by 1.2 in our traded cotton compared to the untraded cotton, with the range there anywhere from zero. In Milan this year, we just didn't really have much plant bug pressure. But in Jackson in 2016, we reduced sprays by 3. So really, that we feel like that's really where you're going to see a lot of the benefit of this trait is not skipping spray. It's not, you don't have to spray. It's not like BT cotton was on tobacco budworm, where you just can kind of leave the field and don't worry about it. You still have to scout. You still have to be prepared to make insecticide applications. We feel like with our work and a lot of work being done in Mississippi at Mississippi State that the current thresholds that we have for plant bugs are working and they're good, but you do still have to scout and be prepared to manage plant bugs. So looking at the second objective, we're doing some work to try to see, was this changing the behavior of plant bugs? So we had a cage study and a field study. Our cage study, we did this summer in Jackson. We had 8 cages with 2 plants per plot. We caged 15 female and 5 male plant bugs that were reared at a lab colony at Mississippi State. We had 2 treatments, which were BT plants and non-BT plants. So we left the plant bugs in the cages for 5 days, and we came in, we harvested the plants. They were pre-bloom. The plants were. So we harvested, we scouted the upper 5 nodes, looked at petioles, main stems, leaves, leaf veins, and squares, looking for plant bug eggs, looking under the microscope. So we did not see a difference in egg counts. We did see numerically there were a little less, but it was not even close to significant. The first cage we did, it was a huge difference, and we were like, man, we got something here. And then the next time, it almost completely flipped. So there was really no difference in egg lay based on the variety at all. So our field study, so for this, we were actually planning on doing plant mapping to see if it was if there's any difference in plant bug distribution based on the traits. So we had the same two treatments, traded and untraded. We managed it up until bloom and then terminated sprays. And we came in, and when we were kind of doing the plant mapping looking for plant bugs, we started noticing some pretty obvious differences in dirty squares and dirty blooms. So in the picture here, you can see a dirty square. It's got that yellow staining and a dirty bloom with the yellow staining. So we noticed it. We said, well, let's sample that too and see what it looks like. And then, so we sampled that twice. And then at the second sample date, we also sampled 25 1-inch bowls from each plot and examined them for plant bug damage. Oop, wrong way, sorry. So looking at the, you know, we kind of saw what we expected to see looking at the dirty squares and dirty blooms, a significant reduction with each, and a significant, we found significantly fewer plant bugs in the BT cotton compared to the non-BT. But it was kind of like we said, you know, we're still seeing some injury. We're still finding plant bugs. Like I said earlier, it's not a, you don't have to worry about scouting. You still have to scout. You still have to, you know, be in your field watching. But you are seeing less injury from this trait. Looking at the boll damage, so we looked at outer stains. We cut the bolls open, looked for warts on the inside of the locks. And we also tried to estimate percent lint damage. And we saw a significant reduction with each and with our trait. And I know I say, picture's worth a thousand words. So this is a picture here of one of our plots. You can see a lot of that cat facing and a lot of those stains and some hawkbill and stuff. And then when you look at the BT plants, it's pretty obvious that there's, I mean, there's still a little bit of damage, but it's not, there's not near as much damage. Those bulls look a lot better. And what you especially don't see is any that are severely stained up on the outside. They, you know, there's just not near as much of that. So we thought those were just some pretty interesting pictures. We also took this test of yield, and we found a significantly higher yield in our traded plots compared to our untraded plots. And once again, we think we made one insecticide application prior to bloom and then did not spray it again for plant bugs the rest of the season. So just to kind of conclude, over our four-site year results, we saw reduced plant bugs in our with our BT. We saw reduced plant bug injury. We had a decreased need for insecticide applications. We did not see any difference in overposition for tarnished plant bug in the trait compared to untraded. And in unsprayed plots, we saw less injury and still saw better yield in our BT. So with that, I'd like to thank Monsanto and Cotton Incorporated for funding. I'd like to thank my major professor, Dr. Scott Stewart, Ms. Sandy Steckel, Mr. Matthew Williams, Randy Dunnigan, Clay Perkins, and the Bug Crew for their help this summer, these last two summers, helping us get all of our data and stuff like that, because we can't do our work without them. And I'd like to take any questions.
We have time for questions.
Yes, sir. So the question was, discounting the cost of the trait, have we done anything to see the economic benefit of the trait? Well, we feel like on average it's probably going to be worth an insecticide application or two for plant bugs, and potentially for thrips too. I didn't get into thrips today, but it shows very good control of thrips as well. So we feel like that's kind of the fit for where it's going to be, at least in our environment in Tennessee. Yes, sir. So the question was the boll injury from stink bugs. We did drop cloths to see if we had stink bugs, and we had a little bit. So it probably some of it is. We know, or at least as I understand it, I don't know that this trait has much control of stink bugs. So we feel like that kind of makes it even across treatments. So it's possible.
Speaker.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.